Well, Jim, a 2-1 home defeat to Cheltenham today, but they only really told half the story, didn't it, with you ending the game with 10 men and you sent to the stands?
I know. I don't like to hear that because, you know, we've been in the game long enough now and it's, I lost my head, but with every reason, in my opinion, because, I've got an opinion, I've got to be careful what I say because I'm still uptight over things and that, so let's just say, yeah, I let myself down in that instance there, but certain things have gone on today that I didn't agree with. And we seem to be talking about the same things every week. Bad decisions and things going against us. Glad to see the Alex Kenyon one again. But what I thought was when the whistle was blown, the lads carried on and stamped on Alex when he was when he was lying on the floor. So if anything, you know, it's right in front of me. The fourth official can see. So if you any human being who's lying on the floor and someone stamps on him, you're going to have some sort of natural reaction. The other thing is we've been fined in the past for surrounding the referee. Let the referee do his job. You've got people running from all angles, trying to influence him, telling him that it's just, he's kicked out and he needs to be sent off. And that's what I don't agree with. But we're comfortable, 1-0 up, pretty pleased. Difficult conditions, pitch isn't playing great for us. We knew what we were coming up against today in a big, strong physical side. We were going to get the ball forward. Set plays were always going to be a worry. You know, they had the height advantage over us. And even at 1-0 second half, it looked like we were defending them okay and Barry was coming through and collecting a few. But, you know, when you take Wakefield off injured in the first minute, when you take Kenyon off sent off, when you take Peter Murphy off with a split eyeball, which I didn't see, but again, people are telling me it was a terrible elbow on him.
The same player that I've seen the studs on, that's Kenyon's leg as well.
Yeah, well, that's it. So you got that and you got to... You know, we've got Peter Murphy in hospital now with a cut eye. We'll have to wait and see how he is. So, you know, you've used all your subs up by half-time. I've been sent to the stands. You know, I don't think we're a dirty side. We're mid-table in the disciplinary record this season. We've won it in the past. We've spoke to the players in depth because we can't afford to be getting fined. And that's what's happened in the past. Exeter springs to mind when we had a bit of a problem late on. Oxford as well, the 0-0 game last year. So, yeah, we've been fine, and the players have got to feel that. And I say to them, I want you to be passionate, but there's a line that you can't step over. There's new guidelines now where there's only one or two players, captain included, can, you know, ask the referee. But we've had it in the past where people have run 40, 50 yards. It's now influenced the referee. And the referee on that occasion, you know, seemed to rush it, didn't give himself time. And I've got, right from 10 seconds in, there was a bad foul on Peter Murphy. The ball went up in the air. The lad's committed to it. Peter's gone and headed it, and he's been wiped out, and he waved play on. I've watched the game up here second half. There's a terrible tackle on Adam McGowan on the touchline. He gets it off. That's us the other way around. It's a button. So they're the type of things that can go against you. I know we're playing another team that is struggling today, and people might go, oh, lack of discipline and all that, but anyone in the world, if they get trodden on after the whistle, is going to have some sort of reaction. Now, I've not seen this neither, so I don't even know how bad it is. You know, if I see it, and it is ridiculously bad, I'll be having, words, me and Alex Kenyon, but, you know, it's one of them things. It's just all, we've named five on the bench today. We're stretched. You know, Tom Barkhuizen's gone, but us as well. Five goals. Jack Dunn's gone back, we've got 6 goals. Kevin Ellison suspended, 4 goals. Cole Stockton's out injured. So straight away, there's 25 goals. We've got Adam Wildig, who's arguably been our best player the last couple of weeks, who's picked up an injury. We picked up injuries today. Reece Turner's trained exceptionally well over the last month. He's had some good performances and he was doing well today. He caused them no end of problems. You know, had an effect on it and he's come off. You know, we've got problems. We've got problems with squad. We've got problems off the field. It's just absolutely... This is the worst it's been, and in my opinion, the next month's going to be the biggest month in the club's history at the moment because we've got that much going on. There's things that need looking at, on and off the field. You know, we're naming 5 on the bench today, and one of them's an onside youngster. 20-man squad, we're feeling it. We've now got suspensions, we've Alex Whitmore still suspended, we'll have Ellison back who saved the one game of today, we've got injuries. You know, we've got so much work to do in January and it's very, very difficult. So I know I've gone on from one extreme to the other there and I hope I've covered everything. I'm disappointed to lose the game. I'm really disappointed for the supporters because I thought they were great today and got behind us. I know I could hear a few boos at the end, but I'm thinking they're aimed at the referee more than the players because the players give it their all. But we've lost the game. We're in a sticky situation at the moment and everyone's got to pull together. You know, it's not as if we're rooted to the bottom and we haven't turned in decent performances or whatever recently. You know, last time we were exceptional against Plymouth. I do believe today, with 11 on the field at 1-0 up, I think we win this game as well. But these things happen. Go down to 10, lose the game 2-1. Everyone's disappointed. Walking wounded in there. It's been an absolute nightmare, but it's down to me to make sure they'll galvanise everyone, get everyone together, and we go again. And now, thankfully, we've got a little bit of a break. But we could have done with winning this game today to take us into the Christmas period when they'll come thick and fast.